Welcome to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. If you're ready for a dose of inspiration and insight, then you've come to the right place. My name is Victoria Maskell, and I'm a psychotherapist, mindset coach, and positivity practitioner. I help women just like you to have their own Cinderella stories and transform their mindsets to make their dreams a reality. So if you're a coach, an entrepreneur, or just looking to up-level your life, then this is the podcast for you. I'm going to be talking all things money mindset, manifesting your dream life, and how to use your subconscious to achieve anything you set your mind to. I'm going to be filling these podcast episodes with stories and inspiration for you, things to make you smile, feel supported, and get ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams. There is no such thing as a coincidence in life. So just by listening to this podcast, you are one step closer to making your dream life, business, and mindset a reality. So if you're ready for today's dose of positivity and prosperity, then let's dive in. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. Or obviously, if this is your first ever episode, then welcome to the podcast family. Now, in today's episode, I am actually going to be answering some of your questions. So I received some questions on my Instagram stories, some messages in my DMs, and I thought, okay, it's time that we did another of these episodes. Now, some of these I've kind of linked a few together because people were asking similar questions. I'm going to keep them all anonymous, but I'm going to be answering four key questions all about mindset, staying high vibe, setting goals, how to deal with negativity. And I'm also going to say, if you have got any questions that you would like me to answer, then please feel free to send me a message either via email, which is victoria@victoriamaskell.com, or come over to Instagram, come and follow me, come and say hi. I'm at victoria.maskell, M-A-S-K-E-L-L, and just send me a message. Just be like, hi Victoria, I would love your help with this, and let me know what your question is. Now, if you listened to the previous episode, you will know, A, that I was talking about the money maths equation that you need to get to know. If you haven't listened to that, go and check it out. But I also opened the doors to the manifestation room for the Lionsgate portal. Now, because I have had a few more people reach out being like, hi, I really want to join, I just haven't got to it yet, I've decided to keep it open just for two more days. Now, I'm going to put this podcast episode live as I'm recording it. So I'm recording it on Monday the 14th. It's going to go live today. So if you are listening to this on Monday the 14th of August, Tuesday the 15th of August, or potentially the morning of Wednesday the 16th, depending on where you are in the world, then you can still join TMR. But after that, I am going to close the doors. Then you'll have to go onto the wait list. And then the next time to join will most likely be mid-October. So if you want to be part of the manifestation room, if you want to be part of the community, if every month you want to jump on a live call with me and have me coach you, answer your questions, meet the rest of the group, have all of this information about mindset so that you can absolutely transform how you think, you can create your vision board into your reality. If you want to do all of those things, then the manifestation room is perfect for you. I'm going to leave the link in the show notes, but I am going to be closing the doors within 2 days. So don't wait. Don't wait until October because the price is going up then as well. If you've got any questions, just let me know. Speaking of questions, let's dive right in. Now, if you watch TikTok, does one watch TikTok? God, how old do I sound saying that? There's a girl on TikTok called, I think it's Rachel Spicer. I'm not going to say it the way she says it, but she does this like, let's dive right in. And every time I say that now, I hear her voice. I'm sure she doesn't listen to this podcast, but if she did, I love her videos. So the first question that we're going to dive right into is, how do you... Or, so this is about goal setting, basically. The question is basically, where's the line between ambition and delusion? What do you do when you believe something so much, but then you're worrying, like, is this ambitious or am I being delusional? And I thought this was a great question because when we set manifestation goals, when we set any goals, maybe you don't call them manifestation goals, maybe these are life goals or personal development goals. there are probably people in your life who aren't on board with that. Maybe there have been times where you've wanted to set yourself a goal to start a business or grow a business or get a promotion. Or I was talking to one of my friends this weekend, and he's got this incredible like trekking goal that he wants to do. And there are going to be people in your life potentially that aren't on board with that, or don't see the potential in that, or are going to come back to you with things like, what? No, there's no way you can do that. And they're being well-meaning, but you are getting a pushback. You're getting some commentary, potentially, from other people, potentially from yourself, that's making you question whether this is ambitious or whether you're just being a bit crazy, you're being a bit mad, whether you are being delusional. So I want to talk about this, and I want to say, right, what if anything was possible, though? What if whatever you wanted to create in your life was totally possible for you? And what if this concept of being delusional didn't really exist? What if this concept of achieving that fitness goal, achieving that business goal, hitting that money goal, hitting that life goal wasn't delusional, but it was completely possible? And actually, by not setting the goal, you would be standing in your own way. You would be self-sabotaging. You would be creating reasons why you couldn't have that thing that your heart desires. And I just want you to sort of sit with that for a second. Maybe there's a goal that you have wanted to achieve or manifest. Maybe there's something that's been kind of sitting in the back of your mind, but you've been doubting yourself and you've been going, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I want to set that goal. I don't know if I want to tell anyone about it. Am I being a bit crazy? Just ask yourself, what if anything was possible? And in this sense, being delusional just didn't really exist. Because I'm going to guess that whatever goals this person, or there was a couple of questions around goals, but so I'll say these people were talking about, I'm going to guess it's something that I would call 2PF. And 2PF is something I use in BWRT, and it basically stands for plausible, possible, and fair. So fair meaning, this is a goal that's just for you. It's not a negative goal. It's not about revenge. It's not about anything about to do with anyone else. It's literally something that is fair for you. And then plausible and possible meaning, it could work for someone and it could work for you. And if you've ever had a BWRT session with me, you will know that the example I usually use is, it's possible, it's humanly possible to run 100 meters in under 10 seconds. It's been done. We know, okay? Good old Usain Bolt. It's been done. And I actually think probably other people have done that. This is not my area of expertise, so I'm sorry. But the point is, it's possible. Now, if that goal of yours was to run 100 meters in under 10 seconds, but you were 96, you'd had two hip replacements, two knee replacements, you were asthmatic, and you were carrying a baby goat. I don't know why it's a baby goat, but I've now just added baby goat into this scenario. It wouldn't be plausible for you. So if you're thinking about your goals, ask yourself, is it 2PF? Could someone do it? Could I do it? And is this a positive goal? Is this just for me? And when I say just for me, I don't necessarily mean in a selfish way. I mean it has a positive impact. Maybe this is a goal to impact your community in a positive way, or to support other businesses, or your family, or certain religious groups, or something like that. Maybe there's a charity element to it. But ask yourself that question then. Right. So you've said, what if anything was possible? How would I feel? Is my goal 2PF? Is it plausible? Is it possible? Is it fair? And then say to yourself, okay, if all of those things are true, could this just be a limiting belief that's making me wonder if this is delusional? Is it just a bit of self-sabotage? Is it self-doubt that's coming up and making me think, oh, is this ambition or is this delusion? Now, I was going to say a few episodes back, but we could be talking like 50 episodes back at this point. I did an episode on what's paranoia versus intuition. And I think this is a similar kind of question, like ambition versus delusion. Ambition is quite often something that feels a little bit like it's just out of reach. It feels like a stretch. It feels a little bit crazy in some ways, but it fires you up. It gets you excited. And you could argue that delusion, we'll come on to the definition of that in a second, but you could argue that there's a fine line between delusion and ambition in the same way that there's a fine line between something being paranoia and something being intuition. Interestingly, go back and listen to that episode if you want to know a bit more about my take on paranoia versus intuition. But what if this is just a limiting belief? What if this is your brain trying to keep you safe by saying, don't go for it? Because in the past, you've been feeling like, oh, but what if I fail? I'm going to do another episode on self-sabotage as well. So I've got some really good episodes coming up, guys. So make sure that you, wherever you listen to this podcast, that you save it, that you subscribe, that you have your notifications turned on, because there's some really good content coming. I mean, if I do say so myself. So if it's just a limiting belief, if it's just doubt that's creeping in because it feels a bit daunting, or you haven't achieved something like that before, or it feels a little bit too far away, or are there maybe people influencing your beliefs? Who is in your circle that maybe doesn't have the same mindset as you? Maybe someone who maybe themselves wouldn't want to do that. So going back to the example of my friend, I have no doubt, I don't think he listens to my podcast, but if he does, you know, this is about you. I have absolutely no doubt whatsoever that if he decides to do it, he'll achieve it. Like, I am 100% convinced. If you said to me, do I think I would set that goal and achieve it? The answer would be no, because I know I wouldn't achieve it, because my mindset around it would be, there's no way I can do that. And also, actually, more honestly, I don't want to do that. And I think when we are asking friends and family, what do they think about our goals? Or we're asking for support or advice. We have to remember, and this goes for me as well, but we have to remember that any advice we get from people is through their filter of reality. So I can say, I am certain my friend will achieve it if he goes for it, because I know him, and my perception of him is that he is driven, he is motivated, he is fit and healthy, he will just, once he sets his mind to something, he will do it. My perception of my ability to do that is different, because I'm not really interested in it. And I know it's one of those things that, oh my goodness, it's 14 days of intense trekking. You have got to be doing that for such drive and motivation and ambition, because you're not going to get through it otherwise. And this is true to, maybe you've got a business goal right now. Maybe you're asking a partner, a best friend, a sibling, a parent, what do you think about this? And maybe what's going through your head is like, oh my gosh, is this ambition? Is this delusion? Remember that any feedback you get from that person is based at least partly on what they perceive your capabilities possibly, but also their capabilities. They're framing it, even if it's subconsciously, around, could I do this? What do I perceive this to be? And maybe their past experiences of business or money or career or fitness or whatever the goal is are not in alignment with what yours are. So be very cautious. If you are opening up to people and saying, well, what do you think? Take people's advice, yes, listen to their thoughts, and also think, and what has happened in their life that would drive that? So conversely, if someone's like, yes, you should go for it, you can achieve this, you can do that, probably they feel the same. Let's say it's a business goal, just because that's kind of a universal one. Someone might be saying like, yes, I believe you can do it, because they've grown a business or started a business, or they've seen success, or they believe that type of thing is possible, even if they haven't done it themselves. So I'm very aware that in this podcast, I am creating content based on my belief system, based on what I believe to be my reality, what I've learned, what I've experienced, what I am sharing is through a filter. And I'm totally aware of that. And I hope that everything comes across in the most positive way. And there might be stuff where you're like, yeah, okay, Victoria, I see where you're coming from, but that's not really for me. Absolutely fine. So with this idea of ambition and delusion, think about what your core is telling you. Because generally speaking, if your mind can envisage something, if it can see you achieving something, then it believes it's possible for you. And that therefore means it is possible for you. So realistically, my mind can't imagine me jumping over a 5-meter high jump bar without me kind of imagining myself sprouting wings and flying, okay? But it could imagine me learning to do a backflip. And you might be like, really? I used to do a little bit of gymnastics when I was younger. And I have pictures, mental images of me nearly completing the backflip. I needed a little bit of support. So there's a part of me that's like, well, you nearly did it. Okay, you were a lot younger and a lot more flexible then, but it's probably possible. Or my mind can probably imagine me creating some form of personal best in a sporting event because it would be my personal best. It wouldn't be me trying to picture myself running 100 metres in under 10 seconds because I'm like, well, that's a bit far-fetched, isn't it? Is it delusional though? Is it physically possible to train a body to do that? Yeah, possibly, because we know it is possible. So ask yourself, why would this be delusional? Is it a limiting belief? Is it because I truly believe in my core I can't do it? Is it because there's something of experience that's telling me in the past, like, oh, maybe I can't do it? And just for, you know, getting the dictionary out here, I thought, right, well, let's actually look up the definition of delusional. Right. It says, characterized by or holding false beliefs or judgments about external reality that are held despite incontrovertible evidence to the contrary, and then typically as a symptom of a mental condition. Well, we're obviously not going to go down that road for this podcast. So I'm going to end this question by saying, is there undisputed evidence that you cannot achieve this goal? Because if not, why would it be delusional? And I'm going to leave that question there. If you've got any more questions about goals or goal setting, do send them in to me. But let's go on to the second question. Okay, basically this question was a combination of how do I deal with it when a goal doesn't manifest in a certain way? What do I do when I have plans and things aren't going as planned? How do I stay in a good mindset when things aren't going how I want them to go? Okay, so this is my answer to all and any of these kind of questions. First, I'm going to ask so many questions in this episode, okay? So you might want to grab a notebook. The first one is, what if there is something even better? Because when we think about, oh, it's not going to plan, it's not going how I wanted it to go, we're instantly defaulting to, or most of the time, therefore it's going wrong. Therefore, it's going to be worse. Therefore, it's not going to happen. But what if that's not actually true? And what if there is actually something even better, but you haven't considered that? You didn't know that. You weren't aware of that. What if the whole time you needed to plan this goal and move forward and like get on a certain track just for it to kind of go not as planned to bring something even better into your life? And just sit with that for a second. What could that even be? Whether this is business, whether this is money, whether this is a house purchase, whether this is a relationship, what if there is something even better? And then I'm going to say, and what if it's all still going to work out? Because again, when things aren't going as planned, we are instantly thinking, I'm out of control. It's not working how I decided it should be. It's not gonna come to me. I'm not gonna manifest it. I'm not gonna get that job. This relationship isn't working. The money isn't coming. I'm never gonna be able to change, blah, 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 whatever that might be. What if that's not true either? What if it is all still going to work out? It's just the path or the trajectory or the steps, the how, isn't what you anticipated. Because the how really isn't our job. The how is what we want to control because as a human being, we feel better, we feel calmer, we feel like, right, I'm in charge of my destiny, which I truly believe we are. But there has to be this balance. There has to be this balance of I've set my goal, I'm moving towards it, but I'm okay with not knowing every single step along the way. I'm okay with things not always looking exactly how I want them to because I know ultimately it's all going to work out for me. And then the next question is like, right, okay, what is the learning here? What can I take from this situation? And I probably should have put in here that it's absolutely fine to be okay with being upset or frustrated that things aren't going to plan. I'm a real advocate for feel the feelings. It's okay if you want to throw your toys out the pram. It's okay if you want to cry. It's okay if you want to get frustrated, maybe even a little bit angry, a bit of a like, oh, this isn't what I thought. Feel those feelings. Let those feelings come out. Bring them to the surface. And then once you've allowed that to be processed, don't take too long. Just let it be. Then you can say, right, whew, okay. What actually can I take from this situation? Where is something positive going to come from this? Even if it's not what you anticipated, even if it's not what you expected. Because once you've recognized that it's okay to feel those feelings, you can then start saying, wow, what if there's something even better? But you can't logically look at that question when you're in anger, when you're in frustration. Certainly not when you're in that feeling of, why is this happening to me? And we've all been there. Absolutely. I'm a mindset coach. And there have definitely been times when, even if it's a split second, it goes through my head of like, no, this isn't what I wanted. And then I'm like, okay, you're human. You are feeling a feeling. You were visualizing. You had kind of decided it was going to happen that way. And right now it's not happening that way. And that's just how it is. So you can either, this is me talking to myself, by the way, you can either sit and wallow. You can either sit and cry, crack open the Ben and Jerry's, do nothing, get frustrated, or you can choose to look at this situation differently. It doesn't take away from the negative. It doesn't mean you're not allowed to be upset and frustrated and angry and annoyed. No. But it's like, are those feelings going to help you? Are they going to move you closer to what you want? No. So what is? And often just saying something like, okay, well, what if there is something better? What might that be? What might that look like? What if actually I'm throwing my toys out the pram, but it's all still going to work out? What if I had decided it was going to happen by this date, but actually it's going to be the day after that? Is there any benefit in me stopping, not going for it, not taking action because I've decided it's not going to happen? No. So what can I do? I can ask myself, what can I take from this situation? What is the learning? What is the snippet? What am I learning about myself? What am I learning about manifestation? What am I learning about my goal? What unexpected positive can I take from this? And then, so that's kind of the second thing. The third thing, just remind yourself how everything all works out in the end. I know that sounds cliched. I know if something has just completely gone off the rails, straight away thinking, oh, it'll all be fine, sometimes doesn't help, because you're like, no, I need to process this. And it's easy for someone else to say it, but actually it is true. And to help you with this, I want you to think of a time in your life when something similar happened. So maybe you'd set a goal or a plan or something like that. It didn't go to plan, but then it all worked out in the end. Even if that wasn't how you planned it, it actually turned out to be something better, or it did still work out. Maybe the time frame was just different, or the vehicle was just different. And I always remember, I can't remember if I've shared this exact example, but so when I was at university, we, in our second year, we had to basically bid for our third year projects. So we got given this huge booklet of options, and it was like a massive booklet, and it was all printed out at the time. Now I think about the printing cost for that, for like 250 students or however many there were. And basically we got to look through all of them, and then we had to bid, we had to put them in an order from 1 to 10 based on the third year dissertation project we wanted to do. And some of them could take one student, some could take three, some could take maybe like 10 students, okay. So there's a lot of us on this course, but there are a lot of options, so it should be fine. And there's me, I remember doing it, listing them. I think I was on holiday at the time, so I must have taken it with me, but anyway. And I listed them all, and then a few weeks later, we got an email to basically tell us which one we'd got. And I got my 10th choice. And I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to say, I put my 10th choice on there because I had to fill 10. I didn't really want the 10th choice. And I was really disappointed, if I'm honest, because part of the way it was done was obviously based on how many students, but then it was based on like your second year results or something. I'm not really sure. Anyway, I just remember that feeling of disappointment, of like, no, that's not how this is meant to be. I didn't want to do that one. I would have done any of the others. I think there was one project that was on eating behavior that I really wanted to do. There was another one that was like working in the community. There was so many dissertations that I was like really excited about. And then I had to put the 10th one, and I got the 10th one. So it felt like things weren't working out. It felt like things weren't going to plan. It felt like I'd messed it up. It felt like ultimately this was going to be a real downturn in my degree because it's a big part of it. Well, it turned out to be the best thing. It turned out to be a really good project. I work with two other really good psychologists. I got great support. I got a great mark on it. And ultimately, that led me to getting my first class degree. So whilst it's not about getting a certain degree, the story is about how it didn't feel like it was going to plan, and I couldn't see how that was going to work. I just couldn't see it, but it did. There have been so many things in my business where I've been like, yes, this launch is going to be the one. This is going to be how it's going to happen. It's going to take off. So many people are going to benefit from this course. And then no one buys it. And you think, what? But I visualized it, but I created it. And then something else happens. And what I've found a lot, I'm actually going to create an episode that's basically things I've learned about mindset, manifestation, and business. Because I think if there are certain things I wish I knew when I started. And one of them is just that sometimes you just need longer. Sometimes it just needs more time. It's not that the course isn't right, or the project, or the service, or the product, or whatever it is. It sometimes just is divine timing. And sitting and waiting can be painful. I'm probably not the most patient person when it comes to things. I am with people, don't worry. But not with things. But actually, there have been so many times where now I've got evidence that I'm like, okay, let's launch it a different way. Let's change it. Let's get some more feedback. Let's wait. Let's do something else. And then it all works out. So I'm just going to recap these steps. First thing, recognize it's okay to be upset and frustrated and that things aren't going to plan. Second, ask yourself those questions I started with. What if there is something even better? What if it's all still going to work out for you? What is the learning? What can I take from this situation that's going to help me? Thirdly, remind yourself how everything really does all work out in the end. Think of a time in your life, maybe that's similar to this, when it all turned out okay, even if it wasn't how you planned, even if your mind was saying it wasn't going to go that way, but actually it all worked out. And then fourth, look at where you might be attaching too much focus to this goal or this plan or this way of doing things. Where could you just let it be? Where could you take a step back from it and go, okay, that's okay. That's not quite where I want it to be right now. I'm aware of that. But right now, I'm going to focus on something else. Now, this could be a distraction. This could be just focusing on feeling good, focusing on raising your vibration, focusing on the positives in your life, even doing like a list of 10 things to be grateful for right now would help shift your focus. Building resilience. I'm going to do another episode on resilience. Can you tell that I've been feeling really creative and really inspired? And I think that is because I have obviously been doing, in the manifestation room, the 10-10-10 challenge with everyone. Because I was like, well, I'm not going to set the challenge and not do it. And it's one of the activities in August this month. So we are doing 10 things to be grateful for, 10 minutes of meditation every day, and 10 pages of a book, or 10 minutes of listening to an inspirational book or podcast or something like that. And being super consistent with meditation has made me feel so creative, so fired up. And that is why I've got a list of podcast episodes coming to the podcast. Anyway, now I think I'm actually going to make this into a two-parter. So I've got some more questions that I want to answer, and I'm actually going to put these in a separate episode. I'm going to record it now though, so I will probably launch them within a couple of days of each other. So if your question hasn't been answered yet, then don't worry, it will be. If you have enjoyed this, then please let me know. Oh, we should do a word. Okay, if you want to join the manifestation room and you're listening to this on the 14th, 15th or 16th of August, then you literally just have time before the doors close and they don't open again until October time. And the price is going up. So if you want to be part of that community, if you want to come and get that live group coaching every month, then, and all of the other stuff, you've got all of the content that's been in there from April. This is an amazing time to join us, and I will make sure to leave the link in the show notes. If you ever can't find that, drop me a message, drop me a DM. You can email victoria@victoriamaskell.com, and I will see you very soon for part two of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day, and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. Share the love, share the positivity. I hope you all have a wonderful and prosperous day, and I will see you all in the next episode.